Buen día, presente Lima Unión 1, Julio Bravo Lima. Buen día, presente Lima Unión 1, Julio Bravo Lima.
Out. Not really. I got it to work though. What did I press here? Restart asterisk server. Where is this back audio coming from? Hello, hello. Ooh, I feel like Jimi Hendrix. Roger. Yep. There you are. Connected for 1 minute. Yeah, that's about all I'm good for. Alrighty, I'm going to get out of here probably about an hour. So get up there 11-ish. We can decide what to do from there. Yeah, okay, cool. Sounds like a plan. I'm going to get another cup of coffee and eventually clean my ass up. So, catch you in a bit. 10-8-N-M. W-8-F-U.
WATLK signal report, please.
This is WATPT. I hear you loud and clear.
Roger, roger. Coming in loud and clear. I am. This is David Matamora.
All right. Yeah, I don't know what repeater you're coming in through. I'm coming in through the Warren one. You're a little in and out, but it looks like maybe if you're walking around or driving, you're just hitting a couple little dead spots.
Yeah, I'm testing out a new guy at 40 feet in the air. I wanted to see how far out I could get.
Roger that. Yeah, you're starting to break up a little bit now.
Okay, thanks for the signal report. Appreciate it.
No problem. I mean, you're still legible with a lot of bacon fry in the background. This is WATPT.
WATPT.
73. That doesn't sound good. WCCC. Nah, it's all good. Just a yawn. Anywho, I am getting ready to turn on 18, so not terribly long. Just 7 minutes. Okay, that was my next question, if you had it in your GPS. Once you pass Van Dyke, I don't know, it's probably about 5 streets. But, yeah, and then as soon as you turn on a street, I'm on your left. Yep, looks easy enough. I've been up that way quite a bit on that little, that particular stretch. Pretty familiar with it. Anywho, see you in a few. Alrighty, see you in a few. Drive safe. Just a word of advice, if you're going to run one of these in the mobile, you need something to secure the handset to the device. Every time I turn, it goes flying off. Okay, yeah, I got that that wireless phone, and it's actually got a really nice bell clip, and you can clip it on your visor, and it doesn't fall off and hit you in the head like most of the HTs do. Well, I'm more joking than anything. This thing isn't designed to be. I laugh because it's my mobile phone. But definitely isn't designed for that. Yeah, I'm going to put this one on my desk and move that Fanville one I got into my back room until I get a pole barn. And then I'll put it out in the pole barn. But, yeah, this one... There's a lot more how-tos and adding that weather thing and all that, so I'm gonna use this one on my desk, and then that sidekick will be nice too. Yeah, that's the only reason I brought mine, is just to show you the two different sidecars, and I got the got it here. Take a peek. Oh, there you go. All right, I'll see you in a few. All right, that was 30, right? That's correct. All right, I'll see you in a few. Never understand this about navigation. It says I've got to go half a mile to my next waypoint, which is basically just go through the light at mount. So why is the light at mount a waypoint? Yeah, I don't know. Are you using your phone? Because I used to have something that did that, and it used to drive me nuts, but it should only be turns, really. Not mount when you're going straight on a road. That's strange. I just went through mount. It said, in a quarter mile,
continue straight to stay on 18 mile road.
In a quarter mile, go straight on 18 mile. I'm like, okay. Why was that a waypoint? I know sometimes they'll do that when you're on a freeway so you don't take the wrong lane and veer off. But yeah, there's nowhere to veer off there. That's crazy. Yeah, they do that. Yeah, if the freeway, splits and they want you to stay on, 75 south, and to do that, you got to stay in the right lanes or something like that. They'll say, in 2 mile, take the right lane to stay on 75 south. I get it. In a quarter mile, take the right lanes, and then you take the right lanes, and then continue south for 20 miles. I get that. I see why they do that. But this one here, I just was like scratching my head going, WTF. All right, anyhow, going through the next light, which was not a waypoint for whatever reason. And, Fuddruckers. You ever go to this Mexican joint right here behind the Bank of America? Dos Tortugas? Oh, my God. That's off the hook. No, I haven't been there yet. I need to. I just started eating Mexican again. As long as I don't get too hot of spicy hot stuff, I'm okay. But yeah, I gotta try it. W8FU. W-A-C-T-T, W-8-F-U. K-8-D-B, W-8-F-U. These are weird looking Amazon Prime trucks. Don't see those by me. Oh, must be looking at them electric ones. They're like real tall and long, and they got a roll-up door in the back. I don't see any side doors unless there's on the driver's side. They're very weird looking, like almost like a bus, like a little bus.
Yeah, that's probably what they are. They kind of got a funny looking nose on them, little funny looking face.
Yeah, they got these strange circular LED headlights. Well, they're probably daytime runners. I don't know what make the vehicle is, because where you would normally see a brand badge, it says Amazon.
Yeah, I started seeing those, well, when we got back from Florida earlier this year. They must be running a fleet of them out of Pontiac or something.
Three of them all right here. One in front of me and two just over my shoulder. They're all identical, and I've never seen one before. All right, I don't remember.
I probably got some crap on one.
Did I screw up?
I doubled with you, sorry.
I don't remember Skyface being this far. I'm on Huron, I passed Voorhees. Oh, it's up in here. Oh, that's right. I gotta go half to it. Okay. Grr, forgot.
Yeah, go to Elizabeth Lake, or if you've passed that already, go to Pontiac Lake and make a right and come back and then make a right onto Scott Lake and come in the back way.
Node 53696 disconnected.
Oh, my God.
Well, I got a couple minutes here on the road. WAFU, how you doing?
Well, what's doing there, Sean? Just enjoying a pleasant evening here.
Yeah, it's quite pleasant, that's for sure. I was introduced to a new bourbon and a new way of serving it, and I might mix myself up one and just sit out back and enjoy it.
New bourbon, huh? That's not the D.B. Cooper version, is it? The bourbon water?
I don't know if you're a fan of bourbon, but the Kirkland Costco house brand gets quite a good nod, quite a good review. And I can never find it, though. You know, one, I'm not a Costco member, and all the people I know that I've asked them to keep an eye out, but it's not materializing. And then there's a couple of stores that actually sell Kirkland brands, liquor stores. They get everything but the bourbon. So it's kind of
a head scratcher. But then I found out, I was told by a knowledgeable person that the Kirkland limited, what is it called, small batch is actually a Barton 1792. I'm like, really? And they said, you can get that anywhere. I'm like,
Yes, I believe I've sampled that one before. It's funny because I smoke cigars, so I should be a fan of bourbon and whiskey. If not, I'm not a big bourbon and whiskey fan. I'll try them every now and again, and every time I try them, I'm just, not for me. I don't know what it is. I want to like it, but it doesn't happen, so.
Yeah, I like the concept of the bourbon and a cigar. A couple of friends of mine do that all the time. It's a pretty much a night like tonight. You can guarantee they're going to be out in the back on the porch with a cigar and a bourbon. And I would love to do the whole gamut, but I like the bourbon, but I cannot do the cigar. I am just too weak. Long time smoker, years and years and years, and if I were to have a cigar, I'm sure I would revert. So it's like crack with me. I'm never to touch tobacco products again.
Yeah, I hear that. No shame in that, my friend. No shame in that. But as I said, you're finishing up my fine Oliva B cigar. But yeah, the whiskey bourbon, yeah, I just can't do it. I was down with some buddies of mine yesterday in Clarkston. A buddy of mine is getting married next weekend, or this coming weekend now, if you will. And several of the guys were drinking whiskey and stuff. Yeah, you gotta drink some whiskey. I'm like, no, not for me. I'll stick to the beer.
Yeah, it's not for everybody. I would call myself a lightweight when it comes to the liquor. I'll have some here and there, but I don't. The stiffer stuff, I'm not a fan of. I tend to go for Irish whiskeys, which are a little easier on the palate. So I'm kind of a lightweight, and I like a good beer, but right now I got to watch them. I'm trying to cut the carbs and everything and sugars and stuff. So oddly, I can have a snifter or two of brandy and get away with it, but beer doesn't seem to treat me as well. So I'm kind of on a little bit of a sabbatical from beer. Do like beer though. Good grief, this weather. Oh. So a cigar and a beer sounds good, so you should do that. All right, I just pulled up at the house. I'm going to get inside. Good hearing you, and enjoy whatever you imbibe in. Enjoy your cigar and your brewski. W8FU after yours.
Yeah, a cigar and a beer is pretty much what I do. Every now and again, I'll try the whiskey, but then I'm always disappointed. Good time with you. Enjoy the rest of your evening. KF80 Wild. Echo.